Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we will shift our focus to communication. Specifically, how to talk with your patients about implants in a way that is clear, confident, and reassuring. So, let's start. Effective implant consultation is the foundation of every successful implant treatment, as it ensures that patients are fully informed about the procedure, realistic expectations, potential risks, and long-term commitments before any clinical steps are taken. Eine effektive Implantatberatung ist die Grundlage jeder erfolgreichen Implantatbehandlung, da sie sicherstellt, dass die Patienten vor Beginn der klinischen Behandlung umfassend über den Eingriff, realistische Erwartungen, mögliche Risiken und langfristige Verpflichtungen informiert sind. A dental implant consultation involves a comprehensive evaluation of the patient's oral health, jawbone density, and medical history to determine if the patient is a candidate for dental implants. Number one, let's start with opening the conversation. A successful implant consultation starts with explaining what an implant actually is. Here are some phrases you can use. I'd like to talk to you about replacing your missing tooth with a dental implant. An implant is essentially an artificial root, a small titanium post that we place directly into your jaw bone. Once it has integrated with the bone, we attach a crown on top that looks and functions just like your own tooth. Think of the implant as the foundation of a house. It's what everything else is built on. The crown you'll see in your mouth is just the visible part. Number two, discussing suitability. Not every patient is a suitable candidate for implants. You need to be able to explain the assessment process. Here are some phrases you can use. Before we can proceed, I'll need to assess your bone density and overall oral health. We'll take an X-ray, cone beam CT scan, to see exactly how much bone is available in that area. Are you a smoker? I have to be honest with you. Smoking significantly increases the risk of implant failure because it impairs the healing process. Do you have any systemic conditions, such as uncontrolled diabetes or osteoporosis? These can affect how well the implant integrates with your bone.
Werbung. Orale Gesundheit im Alter steht im Fokus beim Hessischen Zahnärztetag, dem Kongress für Orale Medizin 2026. Erleben Sie am 25. September einen kompakten Online-Kongress mit praxisnahen Impulsen, die sich direkt im Alltag umsetzen lassen. Jetzt bis 31. Mai zum Aktionstarif anmelden und sparen unter quint.news/KOM.
Number 3. Communicating advantages. One of the biggest advantages is that implants preserve your bone. When a tooth is lost, the jawbone in that area gradually shrinks, a process we call bone resorption. An implant stimulates the bone just like a natural root, which prevents this from happening. Implants don't rely on neighboring teeth for support, so we don't need to cut them down or modify them in any way. With proper care, implants can last a lifetime. The success rate after 10 years is over 95% in non-smoking, healthy patients. Most patients tell me their implant crown feels completely natural. They forget it's there. Number 4. Communicating disadvantages. It is just as important to be transparent about the limitations. Here is how to do it with empathy. I want to be upfront with you. Implant treatment is a significant investment. The cost is higher than a conventional bridge, largely because it involves a surgical procedure and a longer treatment timeline. The entire process, from implant placement to receiving your final crown, typically takes between 3 to 6 months. Patience is required. There is a small risk of complications, such as infection, nerve irritation, or implant failure, meaning the implant does not fully integrate with the bone. In that case, we would need to remove it and reassess the situation. Not everyone has sufficient bone volume. In some cases, a bone graft may be needed before the implant can be placed, which adds time and cost to the treatment. Number 5. Handling patient questions. Patients will often have questions about pain and recovery. Here's how to address them. Patient: will it hurt? Dentist: the surgery is performed under local anesthesia, so you won't feel pain during the procedure. Afterwards, there may be some soreness and swelling for a few days, which we can manage with over-the-counter pain relief. Patient: how long does it last? Dentist: the implant itself, meaning the titanium post in the bone, can last a lifetime with good oral hygiene. The crown on top may need to be replaced after 15 to 20 years, similar to any other dental crown. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To replace, ersetzen. To reassess, überprüfen, neu abwägen. To be honest, um ehrlich zu sein. To impair, beeinträchtigen. Upfront, offen und ehrlich. Sufficient, ausreichend. Suitable, geeignet. Bone graft, Knochenaufbau, Knochentransplantat. Implant failure, Implantatversagen. Bone density, Knochendichte. Treatment timeline, Behandlungsablauf. Realistic expectations. Realistische Erwartungen. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns weiter mit der Patientenberatung zu implantatgetragenem Zahnersatz. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.